This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, Joe Gonsalves, our standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-HOLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman was busted on Friday trying to smuggle 24 gerbils into Taiwan under her skirt.
Yeah.
Let me see your skirt, gerbil mama.
He's running on that wheel.
God damn.
Are you smuggling fuzzies, ma'am?
Then we just have a guy with, what, three kittens in his pants. Mm-hmm. Someone else had a boa constrictor in his pants. This woman has, how many, 25 gerbils?
They must be valuable to somebody. Why else would you smuggle
a gerbil?
Why would you smuggle a gerbil?
People are crazy, man. Right. I don't know.
Because eventually somebody's going to buy those gerbils, or you really just love your gerbils.
I think it's just the thrill of gerbil smuggling.
The feel of little fuzzy critters in your pants.
Oh, man. You've gone through security with gerbils in your pants, you haven't lived.
It's easy now.
We're going to have Armageddon 2.0 here.
Yes, they're not gerbils. Where were they going again? Taiwan?
Into Taiwan.
Is there not gerbils in Taiwan?
I guess not. Otherwise, why would they be in her skirt, Ted?
Put your hand
there
in my...
are many reasons they could be in. Look, if you find a gerbil in my pants, I'm not trying to smuggle anything, friends.
Yeah, put your hand in my pants. Tell me what you feel.
You're that gerbil?
A gerbil?
It's like that blind test. Is that a gerbil?
Right. That's the blind test. We've opened three men's pants, and you're going to stick your hand in each one and guess what you're grabbing.
I hope that's a gerbil.
Two men in Miami tried to pose as federal agents so they could bring their dog into a restaurant. You can guess how that one ended.
Why?
Why do you need to bring your dog into a restaurant?
You don't!
Precisely. That's the short answer.
You don't have to take your dog everywhere.
What?
You don't have to. There's a company, woo! And they certainly have a, I farted, it's awful. And obviously, you can bring your dog to work. And I think people mistook that as you must bring your dog to work.
Right. Okay. We've had this conversation over and over again. A medical journal just published a case study of a man who took 10 times the normal dose of erectile dysfunction medicine.
And it grew 10 times bigger.
He went partially blind.
Yeah. I mean, don't they say that stuff affects your eyes?
Put your eye out.
That's not why it went blind. Leaned over to tie his shoe, lost his eye.
Yeah, try to figure out. Be careful, you'll put it on.
Uh-oh, there he goes. And he's gone.
We're good. Nike just unveiled new shoes, though.
Sorry, just a quick update on the gerbil thing.
Oh, no.
So I looked at the story. She had them packaged like drugs.
Oh, no.
Like little tiny plastic bags.
Oh, and
taped them to her legs.
On. I'll give you a 20 spot for one of those cheese.
Oh, no.
I mean, she legit was like gerbil smuggling. Like,
how do they not suffocate it?
It's okay. Like, look, here, there's a picture of them all in a bucket.
A gerbil bucket.
And then she said she was bringing them to
a friend. Everybody needs a good gerbil bucket.
Yeah.
That's my band's name. Gerbil bucket.
Honey, are you going to throw that out? No, it's the gerbil bucket.
Nike just unveiled new shoes that lace themselves.
Sweet.
And you control them from a smartphone app.
You know what?
That was a cool idea in Back to the Future, but now I'm looking at it like, are we just lazy?
Yes. I mean, look, man. Mm-hmm. When you're growing up, you had to turn on the TV, like physically get up, you know, turn the channels and all, adjust the antenna. We get remote control. Nothing wrong with that. Now it's like, look, with your remote control, you shouldn't have to move your fingers. Just talk to it.
Great.
Alexa,
go.
Alexa, order me another bucket of chicken.
Please.
And put on Game of Thrones.
That's a reality now, man.
I know.
Damn.
You ever been so hungover it doesn't understand your voice remote? It doesn't understand.
Wow.
Here we are. Sorry, I didn't get it. D B R.
Please say it again.
Right. It's like, Jesus, man. The voice remote's like, take a look in the mirror.
All right, I've ordered you a car. A 72-year-old grandma in England married a 19-year-old she met at her son's funeral.
That is gross.
Damn.
72 married 19-year-old at her son's funeral.
I'm just assuming she's loaded.
And I'm assuming that's a friend of her son?
To some
grandson,
degree.
Right?
No, wait.
Maybe.
She's 92. Her son was not in the 19-year-old
grade. No, 72.
72. Still.
Was it her son or her grandson?
It was her son's funeral.
All right.
That she met this 19-year-old boy that she then married. Yeah, she's loaded and he's loaded too. A man was busted in Germany for trying to smuggle a snake in his pants. What is with everybody shoving animals down their pants?
Or else you put a mic.
Don't knock it till you try it.
They're not even doing it for pleasure.
Can we not?
How do we know? Till you try it.
Exactly.
The gerbils. I'm not going anywhere without it. I'm going to snake in my pants everywhere I go, man. Just got busted on a plane.
Yeah.
A man in South Carolina barely...
Look up pants snake guy with gerbil pants lady.
There you go.
Somebody will end this night hungry or full.
Going to have interesting search history here. It says, final destination is real. A man in South Carolina barely escaped a fire in his camper and then died when he was hit by a car as he ran away.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Damn.
In nature's defense, why in the hell did you run out in the middle of the road when your house was on fire?
I think
in a camper.
Yeah, he was in a camper and he just took off out to try to get away from him before it exploded. Okay. He probably thought he had a propane tank in there or something, and then when he ran out, he got hit by a car.
So who's the jackass driving right next to a flaming camper?
Not slowing down yourself.
I was saying a camper makes sense if you're going to run out of your home being on fire and get hit immediately by a car. Like, the camper, to me, makes the most sense.
There were four people in Australia. I believe this was yesterday. They did not die. Their boat burst into flames, right? And I guess the flames were spreading at this unreasonable rate, so they jump into the water and were circled by a shark.
Oh, no.
Until the Coast Guard got them.
A man on Reddit proposed to his girlfriend recently, but he had no idea he'd done it because he was on Ambien.
Oh, no.
He says he wasn't planning to get engaged for at least another year and a half, but, quote, Ambien sped up the process.
What is going on with all these weird reasons to ask your girlfriend to marry you excuses that we've heard lately?
Well, at least one guy just said, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Ambien, you can be racist, you can be romantic, it's hard to know.
I generally just take it to be racist.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe I'll take it to get engaged.
Ambien's a hell of a drug.
I will say, Ambien is not an excuse for this stuff. Ambien, I know some people. There's some weird stuff that happens on sleeping pills, dude.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it always seems like the end of the line for, like, old school rockers.
Right.
I had to check into rehab. I was popping a bunch of sleeping pills.
Three car thieves in Alberta were busted when they ran out of gas and they pulled over to ask a cop for help.
Jesus Christ.
They figured out they were in a stolen car and he found drugs inside.
Yeah, they do things like run tags.
So all three of them were arrested. Again, is it just gonads or is it just stupidity?
Stupidity. It's stupid.
So every time you talk to a cop, they're going to run your tags.
Right. If you're in a vehicle, just make an assumption.
I'm
driving around, they're running your tags.
Yeah.
I've seen them happen. You know, they'll pull up behind me at a light, and I see him go on his little computer. I know what he's doing.
And state by state, there's certain states that the cop's not even doing it anymore. There's literally, like, a sensor on the cruiser that just is checking each tag that comes by.
Oh, okay. Just skims them.
Yeah. Just skims
them. Future. A woman in Florida had a...
That's why I'm not getting in a car without a driver. That car's not taking me to jail, man.
Right, exactly.
Let's lock you up, turn around.
I know
crazy,
your
everybody.
Game, car.
Five years from now, and everybody's just showing up in jail.
Because the cars pull over and just lock down right there.
Yes.
A woman in Florida had a threesome with a man and another woman on New Year's Eve, but she didn't include her boyfriend.
No, she came home and told him about it.
Oh. And she slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just arrested for battery.
Why did she slap him?
Because he wasn't involved, Ted.
He brought it up. You're going to hear the story again in a moment.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Stick around, folks.
I'm so confused. Luckily, somebody's working on it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Take solace in that, Ted. A relic of 2004 is making a comeback.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile B. this.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Emma. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
All right, Emma, you understand how this here game is played?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mike Hogg just covered the story, but we want you to imagine yourself in this scenario, all right? You and your significant other finally agreeing to having a threesome and then getting left out once it starts. There's a 26-year-old woman who lives in Stuart, Florida. And back on New Year's Eve, she kicked off 2019 with a threesome with a dude and another chick. But you know who wasn't happy about it? That's right, her boyfriend. Because he was not the guy that she included. Now, she had a threesome and didn't invite him. He came home to discover this, so he confronted her about it the next morning. And, well, she ended up slapping him. Now, to be fair, he threw money at her before she slapped him. I think we can all guess why. But she slapped him and ended up being arrested for battery. My question is, do you believe that this couple who rang in the new year in different ways are black, white, Temexi, or Asian?
And they're in Florida?
Stuart, Florida, yes. The land of everyone.
Okay. Mexican.
Yeah.
Look, man, I would just say this. It doesn't matter in this case if you are the dude or the chick left out of the threesome that your significant other had. You're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why are you thinking Mexican?
What?
Why Mexican? Just because it's Florida?
Florida, and then the slapping.
See, I thought
for no
it was
reason.
The way he threw money at her, a la almost making it rain. And she quickly responded with a slap to the face, has me thinking it's black. It just seems like
I can already picture the scenario in your head. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a slap's coming.
Bam. Yeah, right. Like, it came
from waist level.
We're like, I don't know when, but it seemed like it was immediate. Like the money hit her forehead. Boom, he's getting smacked.
Emma,
he's in the right. Like, she cheated on with two different people in their home.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Emma, do you want to stick with Mexican for final answer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out if this threesome was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Shockingly enough, we head to Florida once again for Profile This. We have a woman that went out on a night in the town with friends. End up hooking up with her friend and another dude.
That's correct.
So she comes home very fired up. And tells her boyfriend, who was waiting at home for her in the apartment, that she was lucky enough to just have a threesome.
That's right.
And he called her a few names. She was not too thrilled about his reaction to her having a threesome with another man, another woman.
And she's totally expected him to take it better.
So she basically slapped him and tried to give him a beat down.
And she got arrested for battery. But Emma, we asked you, did you believe that this couple was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You leaned Mexican, you went with the slapping. Ted, you said, I'm going black because you're picturing money being thrown, and as soon as a bell bounced off of her forehead, her hand was already
connected
with his fan. That is right.
No!
Neither one of you is correct. White.
Okay.
Yeah.
He still missed out on the threesome.
He missed out on the threesome.
Doesn't matter what color your skin is when you miss out on
the threesome. That's what I'm saying. At the point that he finds out he wasn't invited,
it's almost irrelevant.
It could be anybody.
White, next generation.
Right.
Once you get screwed that way.
I don't know that missed out is the right term, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was invited.
Right.
That's
the problem. You
know? That was inherently. It's not like he was invited.
If you have a girlfriend and she doesn't invite you, then that's a problem.
Yeah, but like the Browns didn't miss out on the playoffs. Like they were bad all year.
Well, yeah.
Good point, good point.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I'd like to start this by reminding people Jimmy Fallon is alive.
Okay.
All right. So, Jimmy Fallon, he went down to beautiful Puerto Rico, okay. Right? He goes down there with... The cast. The cast of Hamilton.
Of Hamilton.
Franklin.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder why you said Franklin.
I've done that 4 or 5 times. That's my peanuts.
I understood.
Like Benjamin Franklin, famous
yeah,
black...
Yeah, that's why.
He wasn't even a president, Miles.
That's what $2 bill guy.
The ultimate Freudian.
Oh, I've done this.
Oh, you know Franklin.
It's not even Freud.
It's black cat.
I've done it like 100 times.
It's Franklin. Like, this guy point, from Charlie Brown.
You know, for a punter, you have a decent back pedal.
Yeah, thanks. Right. I'm just going to kick that ball out and take the two.
Right. So, right. Right. So Jimmy Fallon is fine.
Franklin.
And basically, I can't say Lin-Manuel. I know he's got 3 names. The guy from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, they all go to Puerto Rico. It's a great time. Jimmy talks all about it. The episode is actually aired, but this is from a couple nights ago. And he just talks about how they're doing all this stuff. And people were super pumped. They were down there like, hey, thanks for coming. I got to get to Puerto Rico myself, by the way.
Don't stop at red lights of San Juan.
You don't need a passport.
I have one.
You don't need it.
It's
the
U.S. territory.
That's the thing. You don't need it.
Right. Yeah. Finally got a passport. I'm going to Puerto Rico.
We're all kind of together in this.
There's Ted.
Exactly.
Going to Puerto Rico.
Even Franklin. He's invited.
But people obviously were happy to see them all down there sure. Doing this. So they have this whole episode. But then Jimmy Fallon tells a story about being on a zip. Now, let me set it up for a second. So he's on a zip line, right? And when he starts this story, you can tell he's not the biggest fan of zip lines, right? But then basically they stop and the guy's like, hey, it's not over. You got to get on another zip line.
So then they go, no, you go. He goes, and so you can steer it. I go, well, I don't want to steer it. I don't hook me onto this wire and have me go down this thing. I don't care, but I just want to get. He goes, you have to steer it.
Because it was windy.
It's so windy. Yeah. And so you have to hold the carabiner. And he goes, because you do not want to spin. Are you kidding me, man? I don't do this. So he hooks me up to this thing and he goes, all right, here we go. And he lets me go and I immediately start spinning. So.
You can't grab the wire.
No, yeah, you can't grab the cable. It'll burn your face. I go, so I'm going, what do I do? So I get kind of towards the end, and I can see there's like 4 guys there and Tariq at the end of the line, and they all start going, the cable! The cable! They're all pointing. I'm hundreds of feet above trees. I'm going, whoa, what? What do you mean the cable? And they're going, the cable! I go, I don't know. What are you talking about? Anyway, I stop. Like, 30 feet before I'm supposed to.
And then you started going back.
I started going backwards. So now I'm going back up the mountain. I go, what's going on?
Go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch the full, like when he's talking about it. Because you can hear in his voice, right, where he's like, I don't, like he's legit pissed that they made him do this.
Sure.
Right? And everybody else he talks about just sipping by, having a blast, and he's just like, this is miserable.
Ziplining is fun. I did it once, and I did it with Mike Hawk, who admittedly, not a fan of heights. Okay? So right. We are in Las Vegas, but we're like, I want to say it was our last night, we're getting hammered, Castle's with us, and so we all agree, all right, let's just do it. And it takes forever, you have to climb up this platform, but you're in a line, all right? So Mike's not thrilled about this, but full credit to Mike. He's like, F it, man. I'm just going to do it. And that's one thing about Mike. I don't like this idea. F you, F for everyone around me, but I'm in. Right? I said, okay. What I did not realize, and I saw a picture of us right before we did the zip line later and explained a lot of things. What I didn't realize that when we got in a harness, my twig and berries were not necessarily placed in what you would call, say, the codpiece part.
All right.
So I didn't realize, but when you look at the picture, you can see the outline of my penis and my tail quite clearly, but I don't know this at the time, so it's just a couple dudes like giving you the thumbs up, smiling, and there's Thurl's crank just for everyone to see, but I don't know this at the time. So you jump off this thing to go ziplining, and that's what your body weight is what's carrying you down. You realize exactly how much you weigh when all of your body weight is specifically on top of your twig and berries. And so, because once we take off, you're kind of in a lateral, like Superman position.
All right.
And I'm basically balancing on my bees. And so that whole ride, it was cool.
Did you do any flips or anything?
No, man, no.
I'm scared of heights, and I did flips and all that crap.
I don't think you would have been able to do a flip.
Okay.
Mike, I don't think this was... Okay. My face makes it clear. If you did a flip, it's because something went wrong.
I figured we'd do it again this year because that's where we're going to be.
Yeah. Goddamn right we are.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Mike looks pumped about that one.
Come on, Mike. You got to do it, man. You survived the first one. You'll be okay. I'm the one who suffered.
He's had a hell of a day.
I never ziplined nothing.
No?
There's like whole parks where you can go zipline stuff.
Dude, just do it, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I had a good time. You know what they do? Like, they make you walk. Well, it depends on where you go. But, I mean, if you're in, like, I did it in British Columbia. And they're like, this tree has been here for... And I'm like, just get me to the top. Get me off this thing. Like, I don't need a history lesson. I don't need the nature thing. I get what you're saying. You can eat this moss and sustain it for 5 years. I don't care.
I want to go ziplining.
Just like, you know, like, I get it. That's part of the thing. I'm not supposed to leave a footprint, therefore I'm not walking. You know, like, but can you just get me off this thing? But eventually, it was great. It was awesome.
Were you sitting down in it, or was it like the Superman thing?
I could fly, I could spin, I could level out. I don't know.
Like, how many spins? I'm not familiar with this.
I do backflips, man. Like, you do backflips, and you hang upside down. And...
But, like, you're supposed to. I'm not saying
they encourage you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. That's like two different zip lines.
Yeah, man. Ours is nothing like that. We'd do bungee jump. I don't know what it, I've jumped out of a
zip
plane.
Zipline was easier than bungee jumping.
I just
I can look at my carabiners and go, like, I got this. Like, with bungee jumping, I don't know how much cord they've got ready for me and when that thing's going to come back.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not afraid of heights, but in the wild, not like in the pool environment where it was like a pool that I jumped off the high dive, like the platform dives in. But like the highest thing I think I ever jumped off into water is like 10, 12 feet. I think I fell farther off my balcony than I have jumped into a swimming hole.
Yeah. You've always traveled the farthest by accident.
Yeah, so that's why, like, the idea of skydiving still
it
seems
not
cool,
bad,
but bungee
man.
Jumping, I'm like, oh, I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it seems wicked dangerous. I know it's not. Let's see. You know what? We're talking about terms that have come up lately.
Yeah.
Polar vortex.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I love the weather. I had never heard of a polar vortex till what? Five years ago?
Say about 5 years ago. I think a meteorologist always knew what it was, and they finally just decided to break it out to let us understand. Instead of them trying to explain every single thing that's happening, they just said, it's a polar vortex.
I don't think we're in an area that can get them.
Like a tornado,
you're not supposed to. Every once in a while, they'll want to rip through here, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, now they're saying there might be a polar... right, because that was a few years ago that came out. So now they're saying there's another one's going to hit the States, and it might be during the Patriots and the Chiefs playoff game.
It's so goddamn cold at stadium, you won't know the difference.
Well, here's the thing, right? So they're saying it could be the coldest game time ever, right?
Let's hope so.
But temperatures are going to range from 10 degrees to well below zero. The record for the coldest kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium is?
Zero?
1 degree Fahrenheit.
One.
1983, then they tied it in 2016.
Oh, well, wow.
I would say this, too.
So this is par for the course.
You have the Kansas City Chiefs, who play in Kansas City, and Kansas City is notoriously cold, playing a team from Boston, who plays outdoors. And let's face it, the Patriots are very used to playing in the cold because they play every goddamn January. These are the two teams built for.
Well, the other weird thing is, too, is like the record for the coldest game in the NFL goes to December 31st, 1967. All right? You've always heard about
the Ice Bowl.
It's called the Ice Bowl, this and that. And there's that famous, like, the temperature sign spinning around.
Yeah.
But I've also read a lot of stuff that's like, that's probably not the coldest game because that sign probably had like the wind chill and everything else involved. So to me, like the 1 degree game at Arrowhead in 2016 was probably colder than that was.
Okay.
And this will be balmy for Arrowhead. It'll be like 5 degrees. And people are like, it's fine.
Balmy.
They're going to be barbecuing beforehand.
Right.
Yes,
so what's over under? Let's say it's only going to get up to 5 degrees. What's over under on shirtless guy being in the stands?
Oh, of course.
So what's, all right, what do you want to set it at? I say five. I say there's at least five shirtless guys. Three of them are together, and then two of them are together.
How long are they shirtless? In other words, do I see them in the first
third quarter
or just once, man? Look, I've been to Arrowhead once. It was 19 degrees. And
is there a shirtless guy?
I did not see a shirtless guy, but the one thing about Kansas City, they're not stupid. Everybody there, man, they had on like full hunting gear. A lot of these guys, massive mustaches and beards, and they'd even tell you, like, typically I'm clean-shaven, man, but I come to these games every week, and once it turns to... Oh, they weren't joking. They weren't joking, man. I mean, like, they let it go. Everyone there was super thermally insulated. Like, they're not playing the cold game at all. But that said, it's the
playoff. With hand warmers, feet warmers, you know.
There'll be two shirtless guys.
Skiing, all that stuff.
Yeah, I still just think every time you have a big game like this, there's going to be some drunk dudes that are like, the hell with it, we're taking our shirts off.
And by the way, shout out to the crowd of Arrowhead. They will hook you up with hand warmers.
Oh, nice.
The Chiefs fan, they were like, hey, man, you look like you need this. I'm like, I do. How could you tell?
Hand warmers are a funny thing. I was coaching baseball once, right? So I'm one of the adults there. And it was freezing that day. And this one of the kids on the team, he had hand warmers. So me and the other coach, like, give us your hand warmers.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Jesus God.
What are you,
what are you, Supreme Court Justice now?
That's too easy, man.
Hey, look, he didn't play much. You know what? Guess who got some playing time that day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Give me some playing time.
I'll find it once you're in. Get out there in right field. Nobody will hit it out there. It's too cold to go opposite field.
You're a horrible person.
It was that cold thrill.
I took hand warmers from a child.
He had a whole pack, man. He was like 13 or 14. Was a little kid. According to TMZ, there's going to be a huge law enforcement cracking down on human trafficking during the Super Bowl. Most people might not know this. The Super Bowl is a lot of prostitutes come to town.
Well, of course.
So they're saying they're going to try to, you know, figure that out. And I will say this, though. The Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no offense. I mean, that place is kind of famous for strip clubs. Like, I have a feeling there's a few sex workers that are already down in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And the human trafficking's awful. Like, good for them. Like, that's not the part. But, like, there's so many strip clubs. I'm like, I'm sure
if you know anything about Atlanta, like, they don't even need to bring anyone in.
Yeah. It's kind of famous for it. Let's see. You know what? We talked about it already on our show, and generally news stories like this go around, but I still think it's pretty funny. And Colbert shares his thoughts on the Pringles wine lady.
In role model news, a woman got banned from Walmart after riding a cart while drinking wine from a Pringles can. I'm sorry. That headline is wrong. It should read, woman got banned from Walmart for living her best life. Was this her plan? Was this her plan to seem inconspicuous? Nothing to see here, just a normal woman drinking her Pringles. Still, wine or Pringles can is more dignified than my usual go-to, bourbon in a Doritos bag.
I spent 10 minutes today thinking, what kind of liquor? What's the snack food I'm hiding in?
Hey, look, man.
In her defense, the Pringles can was genius.
I have been to a sporting event with you, Miles. I believe you were there as well. And we had perhaps convinced security that we were handing out free samples of some kind of hand cream or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we still had to buy tickets. It's not that.
Yeah,
but you're coming in with a lot of contraband, but we all had unopened, as best you could tell, like unopened bottles of lotion or something. And they were in, like, toothpaste tube kinds of things.
Correct. They were sealed.
Well, right, exactly.
That was a good thing we had.
What no one knew, with the exception of us, is that we knew the person who kind of produced these things, and instead of their normal product going in there, they put vodka. So we are now in the stands.
Sometimes brown liquor.
And anyone sitting around us would think that all of us are addicted to, say, like, hand soap or whatever the hell the product's supposed to be, but it was absolute genius. We're squirting it in our drinks. You would just do a quick shot, man. That was one of the best ever. Because no one gave it a second thought.
Yeah. I've seen the thing going around the internet where like a girl put like a bottle of vodka in a burrito and like took that in. Like, I've seen the fake bellies for dudes. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of vessels. But yeah, I never came up with an answer. But like, yeah, I was just sitting there after I listened to that. I was like, what liquor would I put in what snack?
Is it that we really need the liquor that bad, or we just love the thrill of, hey, what a genius way can I think of to try to get this past someone?
I think it'd be nice to take in, you know, like when you buy like Hostess cupcakes or whatever, and there's a 2-pack.
Sure.
That's a deep well.
Oh, hollow out the...
Right, then just it's like we have cups built in.
I'm still thinking of the snack. How to smuggle it.
The Pringles can is very smart until you start drinking out of it. That's the giveaway. But yeah, that works.
Can't bring food and drink into a stadium anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Binoculars, all the good stuff where you can hide stuff.
Yeah.
Can you not bring binoculars anymore?
No, technically not. No cameras, no binoculars.
I mean, cameras, really? I get because I think, yeah, I'm going to make so much money selling a picture of this crap. But binoculars, like, why do they care? Maybe because we're talking about hiding booze in them.
You know what I do? I get an old pair of headphones.
Okay.
And I put them in the ears. And I'd be that guy who's got his transistor ear, like, I like listening to the radio broadcast when I watch the game.
There's nothing better than hearing it 2 seconds after it happened.
Like one of those bird watching, like, you know, like khaki vests on with crap hanging off of it. And I'm, you know.
Dude, my uncle's still that guy. He goes to every Maryland game and he still has, like, the old, like, remember, like, the radio that was, like, headphones? Yeah.
Wow.
Must listen. I mean, it's insane. And he's not an insane person.
Really?
No, but that's his one thing.
That's how it goes.
He's strange at sporting events.
All right.
He still sneaks in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
What?
I know. I don't get it. It's just this thing.
He just wants to know he's got one over on him.
I think that's it.
Maybe.
I brought a peanut butter and jelly.
I'll never take my peanut jelly.
What of them is strawberry jelly.
See that guy getting a $7 hot dog?
Where's my brother's on the opposite side. He's like, our seats are amazing. Sure, Maryland sucks. There's a bathroom. What's he always say? There's a bathroom, a Chick-fil-A, and a beer stand right behind our section.
I don't need all that. I have peanut butter and jelly.
Obviously, football dominated ratings this time of year. Everybody, I mean, even if you don't like football,
right? It's
this is the time
up.
Of year, like, sure. Right? It's going to be on, right? Like, you know, during the season, you're going to sneak off and watch it. But when it's playoffs or whatever,
just be happy. You only have to watch 3 more games. Even if you don't like it, then you might miss it.
I do have to say this, Ted. We were on the air earlier, and Ted's just pointing at his computer monitor. And it's a picture of Andy Reid, right? Never know, it makes fun of Andy Reid's weight, and he's running his big red windbreaker. And it just said, what? I thought we were playing in the KFC Championship. That's so horrible.
It's like he's walking in like the Kool-Aid man.
It would be weird, though, if the Eagles won 1 year and then Andy Reid's team won the next.
Yeah, there'd be something fitting about that.
Because it's taking them both a long time to kind of get to that point.
You know, those crazy Philly fans would celebrate Andy Reid winning.
I think so,
and they
too.
Should.
Remember, because they celebrated when Dick Vermeil finally won one.
And why not?
Did he cry?
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Of course he cried. It's Dick Vermeil.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Ready to travel back to 2004 while Motorola announces a plan to bring back the Razr flip phone. Meanwhile, a Chinese teen who sold his kidney for an iPhone will never be in anything other than bed again and moan. Cowscape's rodeo, and for months has been roaming Anchorage trails. A New Jersey councilwoman assaults husband with broomstick and cooking book, according to details. And a man growls like a dog and rubs his face in glass in Florida Keys. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. For the past few years, we've seen throwbacks being the popular thing for companies to get into. Now, cell phones are dipping into the same well.
Uh-oh.
The classic favorite from Motorola, the Razr, is making a comeback.
What phone would you want to have again? That you just had in your personal experience. Something that you know.
To be honest, I didn't go through a whole lot of phones. I like the smartphones that I got.
I'm talking before that.
Before that?
Yeah, landlines.
I had a Nokia that I thought was just the coolest phone ever.
I
went away.
To be honest, the flip phones that I had, just none of them really rang my bell all that much.
Okay.
I didn't mind it. I just had the same LG little flip phone. I don't even know what kind of phone it was.
Was that the one you could flip up and it had the whole screen? And then you could flip it down and talk?
No.
I had one of those. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Actually, man, I'll be dead honest. I'm a weirdo. I had a Windows phone for a while, and I really liked it.
I'll tell you, I wasn't. All right.
It was, I thought it was great, but it just didn't last in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
My flip phone had an antenna. Remember those?
Oh, that's a good look.
You know what I missed, dog? It's my pager.
Hey, you got to go call somebody.
Yeah.
They're going to send out roughly 200,000 phones as a test for the market to see if the world still wants the once popular phone. My guess is no.
Well, the problem is that the audience you're targeting loves social media. So the flip phone can't, they can't get on there on the flip phone. So I don't know who's going to buy it.
I wonder if they're going to make it like a flip smartphone.
Probably going to be even an older generation. Like, if you want to FaceTime your grandkids, like, at this point, you need to have it.
Exactly. In other news, a businessman in Canada tried to pull a fast one on the courts after his company went bankrupt. I hope I interpreted the story right. It's a little bit complicated. He handed in two declarations that would protect his farm and his cottage after his company went bankrupt, valued at a collective $1.3 million. The only problem, the dates of the declaration didn't line up with the particular font that he used.
Well, maybe we forged the documents.
The documents were dated in 1995 and 2004 and used fonts that weren't available to the public until 2007.
That's amazing.
Calibri and Cambria, something like that.
Yeah.
Exposing them for the ruse that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
Somebody
think
was,
about that.
Somebody
he's
was so
also trying to hide money at the same
right.
time. He's trying to hide money so that they can't take it.
Exactly.
So even more so, like, they're already trying to give back the money. He's just trying to figure out another way to worm it into an area right. where they can't get it.
And they were so convinced that this guy was so full of crap that
exactly.
they actually hired
you
somebody that looked at the font and went, wait a second.
Isn't that a hell of a thing to take you down?
Right? Damn, man. The airlines are in the news again, this time because a passenger made it into the wrong direction. Do we need to hurry?
No.
It's all good, man.
Okay, the wrong destination. After visiting family in England, an elderly passenger boarded a flight that he thought was bound for Poland. Instead, he was 1,800 miles away in Malta.
Wow.
He did manage to get another flight back home, but not before extending his vacation another 14 unwanted hours.
Yeah. So an Italian, all a right. Pole, and a Jew get on an airplane. Which one of them makes it home?
He didn't realize that he was in the wrong airport until he left.
That's what he says.
How does that work? No, his family lives out of country. That doesn't fly.
How old did he know the goddamn airport?
It said he was elderly. I don't know.
You assume your grandparent can still drive until they wreck the car.
Right. 75 years old.
He
was 75.
That's all it is.
He still has his faculties. The guy's fine.
I can't believe these people are not dead while they're driving their car.
Yeah, right. Back to the well of cell phones. A teenager in China is getting a lesson in priorities after he went a little extreme to get a phone. We covered him earlier today. The kid literally sold his kidney on the black market for enough money to buy an iPhone 4 and an iPad 2 back in 2011. He thought, I've got two kidneys. I can live without one. Unfortunately, he suffered kidney failure shortly after the procedure and now spends his days in bed relying on dialysis to stay alive.
See, that's the problem. It's like, look, you can survive on one kidney. It's all about who you have do the surgery.
Right. It's like, dude, you get to give up a kidney once. Is it really worth that phone and that tablet that honestly it's going to last you maybe 2 years before they crap out on you?
Keep in mind, Barry White needed a kidney and couldn't get one. That's how he died.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I mean,
like,
go to the black market.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Yeah, exactly.
Go to the black market. Get anything you need.
Girl, get Barry kidney. Come on, baby. You know I need a kidney real bad.
No, I need a kidney.
He couldn't sweet talk anybody.
Her name is Sydney. Give me the kidney.
Oh, no.
Give me the kidney. We gave the name Sydney.
Yeah, girl.
We go to New Jersey where a local councilwoman has been charged with beating her husband. The incident was discovered after her husband texted his coworkers that she was abusing him, and it was later revealed that she had hit him over the head with a broomstick, a cookbook, and even bit him so hard that it left marks on his arm.
Depending on the state, if even the guy called, he'd still go to jail.
I know.
I mean, I don't know what you know about domestic violence.
It's your fault.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you called in this house, and you live... Oh, you're going to jail.
Damn. I just wonder what he did.
No, a few people have gone through that.
But they've called reporting domestic abuse,
yeah.
And then they've gone to jail?
Yeah, if it's a dude who called, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Or, yeah, well, yeah.
Why'd you let her bite you?
Yeah. She had the teeth. Anchorage is on the lookout for an interesting bit of wildlife in their trails. Apparently, for the past 6 months, people have been spotting a rogue rodeo cow wandering around the trails and still has yet to be caught. She was originally grazing on the local ski slopes, but moved into the trails after the snow fell and has been on the loose ever since.
The most telling thing about that story is the owner of the actual cow knows the cow's missing, watched it bolt away and said, look, I want my cow back, but no one thing. That cow does not want to be back with me.
Ooh.
So
it's a circus cow. You can do the math.
Right. Yeah, like that cow hates my guts based on what I'm doing with this cow. That's why he escaped. That cow's living life right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Quite literally. Now totally. We're living the natural life.
And there's
that
enough room
the
up there.
Least exciting animal to me to run into in the woods. Dude, there's a cow. Like, don't care, man. Get let it.
You just have to grizzly.
It's a mountain cow.
You just have to grizzly bear your farm so that they won't eat your cows. I mean, if you could keep it.
Cow's on its own now.
I would just be so stoked if I came across that cow.
That's it.
That's
the
headline for that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Noah Sherlock, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until we meet again, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.